Jerry Bader Show 951. The deadline for a new 2-year state budget is July 1st. Now, as we always say when we talk about this, the state of Wisconsin is different from the federal government. Federal government, they have to do continuing resolutions and so on. Wisconsin, it just continues. Things continue under the previous budget until you get a budget passed. So nothing changes. But obviously there are sensitive issues, particularly transportation projects. I joked, and kind of not joked, a while back that Republicans are so dominant in Wisconsin right now, they have to fight among themselves. It's really not a joke, is it, Earl? I mean, really, no. Because Democrats are so politically impotent right now, Republicans don't have to pay any attention to them, so they're tripping over themselves. Senate and Assembly Republican leaders were supposed to meet all day yesterday to iron out their differences on the new 2-year state budget ahead of a July 1st deadline. They met for less than 45 minutes. This was supposed to be an all-day, let's get this done. That's not a good sign. The meeting ended abruptly, writes the Wisconsin State Journal, and then they spoke. Speaker Robin Voss told the Capitol press room the Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald spent a lot of time talking at us, seeming angry, and then said, we're done, before leaving the meeting. Fitzgerald said, I wasn't angry, I was direct. And funding transportation is the big roadblock, no pun intended. And both sides say the other's intransigent. Nobody's going to move here. Governor Scott Walker insists no increase in gas tax or vehicle registration fees. Voss wants an increase in tax or fee revenue to cover a $1 billion shortfall for transportation repairs. Fitzgerald says a revenue increase ain't going to happen, and that he supports additional borrowing to keep road projects on schedule. Well, there is a danger. I see both sides here. Increased bonding and increased bonding, borrowing is not a great thing either. Fitzgerald is now saying the budget might not pass until August. And as I said, if they don't pass it by Saturday, then the spending levels in the existing budget just continue until they get something done. Fitzgerald, quoted by the paper, we will all have egg on our face. Republicans will look like we don't know what we're doing if we're through July to August and we don't have a state budget. The Legislature Joint Finance Committee had been meeting for weeks to edit Walker's budget and then just stopped. In almost every budget since 1977, the committee's wrapped up its work by July 4th. Though the budget has been finalized only 5 times by the July 1st deadline, according to the Legislative Fiscal Bureau. The Joint Finance Committee last met June 15th. And the co-chairs, Representative John Nygren, one of the co-chairs, says it's unlikely that they will meet tomorrow. When you sit in the room for 40 minutes and don't get a lot accomplished, not likely. I'm going to try to get either Nygren and or Voss on tomorrow to talk more about this. Nygren says it might be helpful if Walker got involved. The next time they meet in private, to have Walker there. Here's what seems to be the case. Walker is saying no fee or tax increase, and the Senate is having his back on that. The Assembly thought that they could cross Walker on that. They can't if the Senate is going to have his back. So I'm going to try to get Robin Voss and or John Nygren on tomorrow. Next, Ron Johnson, other GOP senators forced delay of health care vote. Very similar in Washington, what's going on in Madison. Republicans control everything, just as they do in Madison, so they're fighting over everything and accomplishing little. Republicans abandoned their hopes for quick passage of a sweeping health care bill in the Senate this week because they weren't going to have the votes. You have Republicans on the right, Ron Johnson, conservatives, Johnson, Mike Lee, Ted Cruz, and others, who are saying, no, And then you have moderates to liberals who say it does too much. It goes too far. It's mean the way President Trump described the House bill. Republicans like Johnson, Cruz, Lee, Paul, and now others, well, it goes too far. Or it doesn't go far enough, excuse me. So they don't know what to do now because they ran for years on repealing Obamacare. This is bordering on a disaster here. And quite frankly, in the end, I think this is why the House passed their version, because they saw this coming in the Senate. Everybody saw this coming in the Senate. How bizarre has this gotten? A pro-Trump group is now running ads against Republican senators. It's true. And the group says, oh, yeah, we have the White House's blessing on this. The guy that they're probably targeting more than most is Senator Dean Heller of Nevada, who's going to be in quite a fight for re-election in 2018. The PAC is running a TV ad. Heller is a no on Senate's Obamacare replacement bill. And the PAC says, yeah, look, the White House is all down with this. That's not the way to convince someone. It isn't. So are you trying to convince him or just bleep him off? What are you trying to do? And he's not the only one. So this is about as dysfunctional as it gets. Heller is the single most vulnerable Republican in fall 2018 by most measures. And you've got a PAC attacking him because he won't support what he considers a bad bill. Again, you have a coalition. I heard senators opposing this as the opposition. You would have to say oppositions, if there is such a word, because you have the opposition from the hard right, where Ron Johnson is, and you have opposition from the mushy middle, don't touch Medicaid, on and on. This is a disaster, a potential disaster. A lot of potential. Now let's talk the U.S. Senate race at 10:06, 9:59.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.